a podcast by two best friends who should have been sisters at birth.
And now they're your sisters you've never had.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Therapy has changed both of our lives in so many ways. It's helped us when we were in the process of getting out of toxic relationships, when we've moved into brand new cities and lived alone, and when we were making other big life decisions such as major career changes. It's even helped us now with everyday conflicts that come up in life.
We get so many questions on the daily about how to find the right therapist, and we have the solution for you. With BetterHelp, you can find the right therapist for you that fits your budget and your needs. The best part is that you can do this all virtually within your own home.
It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. You can choose flexibly between video call or just phone if you don't feel like getting ready. You can even leave notes for your therapist and message them between sessions if you need more help outside your scheduled appointment.
So what are you waiting for? Run, sisters, don't walk. Book your session today, and that's the first step of becoming your best self. Therapy has changed our lives, and we can't wait to see how it can help change yours.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and as a Sisters You've Never Had listener, you can get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/sistersyouveneverhad.
That's betterhelp.com/sistersyouveneverhad. We've also linked it down below for easier access.
Welcome to another episode of Sisters You've Never Had.
I'm Lisa.
And I'm Teresa.
And in today's episode, we are back with another would you rather question that we kind of came up with.
Yes.
And the show that has inspired this would you rather question is actually a very scandalous show on Netflix. Do you know what it's called? You know where I'm going with this?
I forget the title of it, but I know. Oh, Sex Life.
Yes.
Sex Life.
Yeah.
I remember it. Okay.
So basically, I'm going to get into the question first and then we'll kind of tell you how it's related. So the question is, would you rather, marry or end up with a guy who is perfect, but, doesn't really have, isn't really compatible with you in bed or doesn't have amazing sex, or someone who's amazing in bed, but is super, super toxic. Mm-hmm. So the reason why this episode has been inspired by this TV show is because basically in this show, this woman struggles with, she's married to her perfect husband, someone who has always been respectful to her, never, made her jealous, never was neglecting her or whatever, and is the perfect father. And he also is a very kind soul with an amazing job and quite wealthy. But the sex for her is a little bit more vanilla than what this woman is used to or prefers. And then she started reminiscing about the sex that she would have with an old boyfriend who was so toxic with her, breaks up with her constantly type of thing, but has super, super lit sex. And the show, you'll kind of take this journey with her where you're just trying to figure out, which one, she's trying to decide which man to be with, essentially.
Okay, so she has the option of these two men.
Well,
I guess she's married to one, but the other one is actually available and pursuing her.
I mean, I don't really want to spoil it and how whatever, but I think she, in her mind, she's trying to decide what she wants or whatever. And she starts displaying really toxic behavior because trying to I don't know. Maybe
she's trying to have her cake.
Both. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God.
Exactly.
She's toxic. She's the toxic one.
No, she 100% is toxic.
I wouldn't be as mentally unstable as her. I feel like you and
for
I would be no. We'll stick to our husband who we agreed to marry and spend the rest of our time.
Okay. So to give a little context without spoiling, because Teresa actually hasn't watched the TV show yet, but I've told her. But basically, the reason why I think this started, or she started becoming toxic, was because she had another kid. And after that, her sex life went completely down with her husband. So she was really missing it. So it didn't just come out of nowhere or whatever, but she was happily married for 8 years or something like that. Okay. Anyway, point is, this is our question of the day. And also, side note for this show, you guys definitely have to watch it if you haven't already, because the guy who plays, the toxic boyfriend or whatever is the guy who plays, I think, the same actor who plays the main guy in Beastly with Vanessa Hudgens.
Yeah.
And there is a full frontal nudity in that show. Damn. So you see this guy's full thing. And let me tell you, it does not freaking disappoint. So you need to
I'm all for this like soft porn shit on Netflix. Cause I like watch Bridgerton and I would like replay like the sex scenes. Cause like it was so lit. And that was the only action I was getting.
It
was,
like, watching
soft porn on Netflix. Like actually even porn, but like TV show.
I mean, like, this, I think there's like at least 5 sex scenes per episode. So really,
that's really lit.
Yeah. So take that information as you will, if you want to watch it with people, because like, you know, I definitely would not watch this with my parents around, sure. But like, even, I don't know if you would want to even watch it with your partner. Like, I don't know if you have that dynamic.
Or you can play it with your partner and be like, yo, that's the sex I want.
I'm dying. Okay. Also, to go back to the question.
Yes.
Do you want to tell our listeners our new format?
Yeah. Okay. So when we do Would You Rather segments, we're actually going to start by guessing each other's answer first. So like I would guess Lisa's would guess mine, and then we'll go in and like talk about our own answer and whether or not like we were right with each other, because I feel like we have like really we know each other and we have similar values, but we're also like quite different in terms of like our personality. Like we're same but different. So with that being said, let's guess each other's response to this. So like with Lisa, like would you rather have like the lit sex but toxic guy, or the like very like meh sex and like the really like perfect, awesome, wholesome, great guy?
Wait, are you asking me or like me to guess you?
Yeah, guess for me.
I think you would pick the perfect guy with the meh sex, because and the reason why I'm picking that is because I think you've gone through enough toxic relationships, which P.S., make sure you listen to our toxic relationship episode. We've both been in toxic relationships. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I think you've gone through enough toxic relationships to just be like, that's not worth it.
Yeah.
And that's true. I think we talked about this before. I feel like if this is someone you're just seeing and you're just casually dating, I 100% like, I think you would pick the sex. Also because I know you're not a casual dater, like you don't date people casually. So I also know no matter who it is for you, you would pick the perfect person with the meh sex.
Okay, I like that. Okay, okay. So I'll guess for you. I think that if you were just like fucking around, you would definitely pick the toxic guy with the good sex. You have like, I feel like you and I are both like pretty rowdy, and our sex expectation is always like lit.
Yeah,
and we talked about this before. We're like, yo, we want lit sex.
Yeah, yeah.
Not some like vanilla shit, but also. But yeah, definitely, like, when it comes to, like, marriage and being with someone long-term, I think that you'd pick the perfect guy, like, hands down.
I agree.
Like, I don't think this would even be, like, a discussion.
Yeah. Same. Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, I feel like with that, we can teach them to be better sex partners.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Actually, I think there's, like, a few things that we need to kind of unpack here that you kind of reminded me. First, I think, like, you know, I want to mention that the two of us, because, like, this isn't as easy of a question that our listeners might think we're answering, because like you said, we both have really high expectations for sex.
Yes,
like we're not, if, cause I do know a lot of girls that actually genuinely have low sex drives, and that's fine.
Yeah,
but like sex genuinely is like not that high of a priority on their list.
Yes.
So for this, would you rather question, I would be like
too, like, and how high sex is on our list for like our future partners.
Yeah. I think it's pretty,
but I feel like it's not worth it for a toxic partner. I feel like it's not worth that.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
Like emotional investment or like that heartbreak and that like
for sure.
Like just to have like good sex for like 20 fucking minutes.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
And like the years of like pain and crying and like depression that you'd go through in that relationship. Like I don't think it's worth. Like I would rather like I had a toxic relationship where like the sex was like super super lit and like I thought he was the love of my life, but then afterwards I had a next relationship with like a really good and wholesome guy where the sex was like very like okay, like very average.
Yeah.
But I would even like, I mean, I've complained to you, Lisa, that it was like too average, but like I would rather have like the emotional stability of a guy who is like
for sure
good and wholesome and just like really like mature enough where there is like no toxicity, because at the end of the day, I would feel like more comfortable in that relationship and I would like love them more. And then like sex would be like better for me. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Do you think like the more toxic the guy, the better the sex. What do you think about this?
It seems like quite a correlation. I think that's like correlation.
I think it is. Cause like our toxic boyfriends, the sex was bomb.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I don't know what it is. Like, is it technique?
And like is it the wholesome guy?
No. Okay,
is
actually,
it the emotional manipulation that like makes the sex risky and good?
Okay, actually, I think this is a great time to define what like lit sex means. Because like, okay, using your example, what made the sex with your boyfriend like quote unquote lit versus your average. Like, what does that mean? Because I feel like some people don't know what you mean by lit sex.
Okay, so I guess for me, it would just be like how spontaneous it was.
Yeah.
Like, it obviously would not be planned. It would be like really passionate. It would be like definitely really spontaneous. It would be like also like wild, like in different like areas. Like not just like in like the bed, but like more different
in
areas.
In public.
Yeah. And also different positions too. I find that with like the more
average
partners, it's just like one or two positions. But then with like the more lit sex, it's like very different positions.
Yeah.
And they like surprise you with like new stuff all the time. Like,
yeah.
I find that is my definition of lit sex. And how about you? Do you have anything to add to that? Or like, what's your definition?
Yeah, actually. Okay. So I also had my difference of like, you know, lit sex versus like unlit sex. And
yes,
I think that like vanilla sex. Sex. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So I think like lit sex. Okay. I think you hit most of them. Being spontaneous, location, like not just like in like your bed at night. It's like, spontaneous in terms of time and location.
Yes.
Like, for certain times of day, like whatever.
And like how many times per day?
Yeah. Or how long?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it's like 20 seconds, like how are you going to call that lit sex? Yeah. It's 20 fucking seconds.
Can you even call that sex?
No.
No, but also, okay. But the other thing that I want to say is like the level of passion and desire, because like, okay, I think this is why the toxic people, this is my hypothesis. I think this is why toxic people give better sex than non-toxic people, because like non-toxic people are so respectful to the point that they're just like, is that okay? Like, should we do it here? Oh, I don't know.
Like this safe, they're like the most safe, and they're like so safe to the point where like they don't want to do anything risky. They don't want to do anything that would like make them uncomfortable or you uncomfortable. But sometimes you want to be uncomfortable, so it's lit.
Yeah.
Like you want to do something risky because that makes it more fun.
Yeah, exactly. Because and I think like the toxic people have this almost attitude of just like, I want you now type of like mentality.
Exactly.
Where it's like, you could literally be like, I don't know, cleaning or whatever. And it's like, bam, I think that's like
the way they get you in the mood faster.
Yeah. It's like, that's when the spontaneous comes in.
Yeah, where's the wholesome guy? Like, I feel like,
let's just do it before bed.
Or like, they don't really like get you like in the mood.
Yeah, exactly.
Because then like, or like you're trying to get them in the mood, but they'll be like, oh, like, you know, like not now.
Yeah,
or like, oh, like, I don't know. You have to like force it out of them more, but we like it being forced out of us.
Yeah. Not saying it's not consensual, but it's
no,
more
like initiation.
Exactly. And I think like even in the TV show, you'll actually get to see a little bit of the dynamic between her and her husband and his attitude towards sex and like her attitude and her past sex life with her ex-boyfriend. Because I think a lot of it also is that when she, in the show, the man that she's married to, he has a lower sex drive than her. So I think that like,
and I feel like that's
like
a compatibility like issue too. Like you need to be on the same compatibility level.
Exactly.
When you get with that person. Cause like if someone has an extremely high sex drive and you have extremely low, that might cause issues in your relationship going forward.
Yeah, exactly. And I also want to mention like, you know, so why, like, let's really dig into like, why exactly would you sacrifice that knowing that for the two of us, sex is really important, but why for you would you make that sacrifice?
I mean, I feel like it's a no-brainer for me to make that sacrifice because like I like emotional stability and I would like that for not just myself but my family. If this person will be in my life as like a future partner, he's got to be a good dad.
Yeah.
And I feel like if he's going to be a toxic partner, he won't be a toxic parent too.
Yeah.
And like he'll be a toxic like son-in-law to my parents. Like, and I don't want that. I want just like like a good guy and want stability. So I would like easily sacrifice like, I don't know, however many times a week that I have sex to have that like stability and that like good guy that I can like rely on and trust versus someone that could like do toxic shit or like, you know, potentially cheat or like make me feel shitty or make me cry. Yeah. Like, I don't think that's worth it, especially if you're going to commit your life with someone. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. How about you?
Okay, so for me, the reason why I answer this way is because I have genuinely experienced the really toxic guy with the good sex, like whatever. Yeah. And all I can say is that like, based on experience, it does not stand the test of time. So like what that means for me is that like, okay, initially why it was good was because, you know, we had so much passion. We were so in love, like whatever. But eventually the toxicity actually impacted how I felt towards him. So like initially, like I was so in love with him, which is why, okay, because we had this conversation before. We were like, you can be technically very good at sex, but then in order to make it like mind-blowing, you need to have that emotional connection as well. Yes. It's like if you have the technique plus the emotion, bam, it's mind-blowing.
It's bomb asset.
It's like it's like nothing, because I have the, you know, because as you guys know from a previous episode, I have like a friends with benefits connection. And you know, like in terms of technicalities and just everything, he is super skilled, right? And he's amazing. But the thing is, because we're not in love, I think that overall it balances out
like part.
Exactly.
When you're like connected and like sex would be like up to this level.
Exactly. So that being said, the emotion is what makes it go from like, you know, great to like mind-blowingly good.
I agree. Yeah. I absolutely agree.
So.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That actually reminds me, my last relationship, or last relationship, like the sex used to be so good when we were like fully in love. But when I started to fall out of love with him, it was like less lit.
Exactly.
Same with you?
Yeah. So that's exactly why I answer this way, because the thing is like, I know, okay, sex is a really high priority for me. And even with that in mind, like, let's just say, regardless of like attitudes, like I need good sex or whatever, like I think that just knowing that they're going to be toxic, I know it will only last the first few years, because I've literally been through the situation.
Yes, because
the first few years was so good. But then once the toxicity comes in, you emotionally love them less. And when you love them less,
that affects your sex.
And your sex also goes down. So basically, at the end of the day, so let's just say, okay, sure, the first 5 years, you have so much better sex with toxic guy versus perfect guy. But then the last 5 years, like the next 10 years, my guess is that your sex actually balances out.
That actually makes sense. Like, I feel that if I see my like future husband becoming an amazing father and doing all the good things and being a great husband,
there's
I find
a chance
the sex will get better, because I'll be like, oh my God, I love this man more.
Love.
And I'm going to just do more for him. And I'm sure he'll do more for me. And then our sex life will just become increasingly better.
Yeah. Exactly. I think for me, it was definitely a logical answer. Like, I mean, I completely agree with you in terms of the whole like, oh, being a good dad, being a whatever. Like, I completely agree with that. But like, from a purely logical, like if you are a sex addict standpoint, you know, just if you were to analyze the situation overall through the test of time, even with the toxic guy, I actually believe that, you know, depending on how many years you're going to run this analysis for, towards like 50 years, your sex with a toxic guy actually might be even worse than the perfect guy. That's what I think. Because I think I think the perfect guy, the sex will be pretty stable and there's a chance of it going up.
And you could get better. Yeah, exactly.
But with the toxic guy, it will not go up.
It'll only be a limited time. It's like the passion right now. But then like when you start to like actually hate him, like it's just going to get shittier and shittier.
Exactly. Exactly.
You're going to feel resentment towards him.
Exactly.
It's going to feel great for like the 20 minutes. And then you're going to feel like shit afterwards.
Yeah. And also,
that after feeling, it's like such a big thing too.
Yeah.
Like after sex, like you want to feel like, oh my God, like this man is great. But then if you feel like shit afterwards, that's going to affect you for like the entire fucking week or longer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And exactly. So like even with, and another thing is with the perfect guy, your sex might be, you know, all right or like good, not great, good. But that just means there is still room to go up. Whereas like if you're already dating the toxic guy with like the best sex you've ever had, I feel like it can only go down. Like how does it even go even higher, like through time? Like it's unsustainable. It's literally unsustainable.
I agree. And I find that with like the wholesome guy, like whatever, he can be taught. He can improve like emotionally and like he can be taught. We can, I'm sure we can like show him things or let him know, yo, we have high staminas. Please try to perform better. Okay, so that's actually
a little ass. What is it? That the thing that
Viagra?
Yes, slip it into his dinner or something.
Oh my god! Actually, so like in the TV show, I don't think I'm ruining anything by saying this, but you know, this is how it started, because basically she started like fantasizing her past sex life and she starts journaling, and then her husband, this is like within episode one, you find out, and then the husband accidentally like reads the journal, and then he ends up like trying really hard to please her because he is so in love with her. That's and like so wants sweet. To yeah Aww. So I feel like there is like a chance.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I find that it's something that you and your partner should discuss.
Yeah.
And then like you, that way you can like meet each other's needs.
Yeah. I think I was
Everything
actually
is fixable.
Yeah, exactly.
With the right partner.
Yeah. I was actually listening to another podcast and they actually mentioned something called like a boyfriend dick versus like a husband dick or something.
Yeah, I heard of that analogy.
Yeah. So I think it's like, yeah, while you're, you know, single or just like dating casually or like before you're married, like do the, you know, wild sex and like get that out of
date
there.
Date the toxic guy. Yeah, but, like get it over with.
Yeah.
Like,
okay, we did that. We did the toxic.
We're over it.
We're over
exactly.
it.
But we had the lit sex. We had the toxic guy. But now like that's in the past. We know it's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's not worth the emotional like damage and trauma. Yeah. But like, you know, we have memories of lit sex, but now
I think
that's good. Yeah, we're good. Exactly. I feel like I'm solid. I don't need to live through that again.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not worth at the end of the day.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're saying this now, but I literally watched that TV show where this woman
and
like,
eight years later,
yeah, she's like, fuck.
No, but she's problematic.
Yeah, she really is
problematic. She should see a therapist.
You should actually watch the show because I'm really underselling how perfect her husband was. Like, even watching the show and I'm like, woman, what else could you ask for? Like, just stop. Like, she was so, like, it was it was almost annoying to watch because you're like, oh my god, like, people would kill for
a husband like that.
Yeah. But actually, like, I think it's interesting because obviously we're also talking from a perspective of, you know, LOL, us being, first of all, single, second of all, unmarried.
But also, like, it's like, once you get that, you always want something else. Like,
the grass is always greener on the other side.
Like, I'm sure if she's with like the toxic guy and like hating her life, she would want that perfect guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if the roles reverse, like you'd always want the opposite thing.
Yeah. But also, like, I think it's like another factor. And I feel like, you know, if there are any people that have been married, you know, for like 20 years that are listening to our podcast, I feel like, you know, when you're married for so long, sometimes, like, even if you did have really lit sex before, it's like, you know, you have to stand the time of keeping things entertaining.
Because
if, when you're having sex with the same person and like, how do you keep that up for like 50 years, right? Like,
you constantly have
to be like innovative and like trying to, you know, spice things up. And, and I think we hear about this so often with like long-term married couples where, you know, eventually the sex kind of just goes down.
I feel like it comes to with chemistry too, like between two people. Like if you guys are always... If you guys just have strong chemistry in general, like I think things will always be like lit and spicy. But then like if like the chemistry just wasn't really there to begin with, then that will be a struggle.
Yeah.
I was in a relationship where like I was with that person for 4 years, but the chemistry was always lit.
Wait, so even by year four, were you guys still having spontaneous, like really lit sex?
It was still pretty lit.
Damn!
It was pretty lit. But then also, you know what? Now that I think about it, we did long distance. So maybe that also was like a big spice factor.
Yes,
because like we would not see each other for like 4 months. But then I wonder how it would be like if we actually were together 4 straight years. Like,
okay, so I was in that situation. Four straight years.
And I lived
with him. And I also just don't believe that lit sex is sustainable in general. Like, because another example, this is not my own, but my friend, she's also in a 4-year relationship and she lives with her partner and they're very, very healthy. So, I mean, because you could argue that mine gone down because, you know, I loved him less towards the end because he was toxic, but my friend's relationship, they've always been healthy. And even now it's really funny because I'll share this. We were playing this card game. It was basically the, you know, we're not really strangers game.
Yeah.
And so it was me and two other girls that were playing this game. And the question was, how can people turn you on? And me and this other girl were both single and we were answering like, oh, you know, like you can like put your hand like on my thigh or like, whatever. We were like describing, we were going off about like the things you could do. And then it was like my friend's turn, the one in like the 4-year relationship, stable relationship.
Yep.
She goes like, well, when you live together, you just go, hey, do you want to have sex now?
Oh my God, that's so unlit.
No, but like, I don't think it's because it's like unhealthy or they weren't lit before. I genuinely just think
it's like a long-term thing.
You live together. Yeah. It's like a long-term thing. Like, so I don't think in general, like being like having lit sex is sustainable.
I'm sure that would be like what married life would be like.
Yeah. If you're it's with like you for, like, need to take off your pants.
Yeah. 20 years. Like, yeah. I feel like with kids, like, you'll actually have to plan, okay, Friday night, you have to do it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh my God. Actually, I was watching another show called Little Fires Everywhere. Have you heard that show?
Oh, I heard of it, but I have not seen it.
Okay, amazing show. It stars Reese Witherspoon and Kira Washington. Is her name Kira? Carrie?
You know Carrie Washington?
Oh, Carrie Washington. Yes. Okay, yeah. So that's
from that White House show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so they're the stars of the movies. Anyway, in the show, so Reese Witherspoon, they're just like, they literally have a schedule. Like, I can't remember what the schedule was, but it was just like, we have to have sex. And then
that's like too organized.
I know. I was watching the show with my parents.
Pretty OCD too. Oh,
and
yeah.
Even my parents were like dying and I'm like, oh my God.
My God.
No, because the best scene of this show was like, okay, let's say her schedule was like only to have sex on Wednesday nights or whatever. And then one time, I think it was literally like 12:01 on a Wednesday night. So meaning technically it was Thursday. So he was trying to initiate sex and she was like, it's Thursday now.
Oh my God.
I was like dying. Me and my parents were literally dying. We're like, what?
What? No.
Yeah.
That's not right.
Oh my God.
That's a foul. No. Oh my God.
But yeah, that's just kind of like a glimpse to what married sex life would be.
I'm sure it's not that unlit. Maybe like way, way, way in. But I feel like it depends on the people.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like not every girl will be like, okay, like we need to have a schedule.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So this brings me to my next point. So if this happens to you, do you have any advice on what you could do if your sex life was either dwindling or like your sex with this person has never been like the best you've ever had?
Oh my God.
Had?
Actually, how do you? I went through this like 2 years ago with my ex where I was like, yo, I would like for you to initiate more because like he wasn't initiating as much as I would like.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Because he was like the wholesome, really good guy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, perfect in every way. But then just like with I guess our sex drive, like there was just a huge gap and differentiator there. And like, he did try, like, and like, I think just—
Was it sustainable?
I think so. I think so. But well, I mean, unfortunately, COVID got in the way and we ended up like—
Oh my God, I remember then, you like, telling
yeah,
me
Yeah, so it also was like—
I was so shocked, remember?
I know. It was also kind of sad because like COVID came into play and then we really couldn't see each other and then eventually we broke up. But then like I was able to let him know how I was feeling, what I was thinking, and he was like really open to trying and like doing more. So I feel like how to kind of get out of that slump is just have a conversation with your partner. Or like in past relationships, I'd also be like, yo, I want to try this. Or I want to do this. And then you're like, okay, sure.
Yeah.
So just like having that open dialogue and like communication and letting them know what you want, what your like hopes and expectations are so that they can be on the same page and like please you and like likewise.
Yeah. Okay, that's
what do you think?
I mean, so I haven't had personal experience because my literal last relationship was
just rowdy sex.
Yeah.
With a toxic man.
Yeah. So I am done with the toxicness. I have literally actually never—
Are you ready for a vanilla man in bed?
Well, I also, because, okay, like I said, like, you know, I dated— my first boyfriend was the vanilla man.
He was so vanilla looking. He was just
everything. Yeah.
His entire life was just vanilla. I can't. I really don't know what you were doing.
Not even vanilla with sprinkles. Just pure vanilla.
No, like not even like enough vanilla flavor. It's just like one tiny drop of vanilla. And like,
oh,
it's like when you bite into that cake, it's like bland and dry.
You're like just getting the sugar, but you're not getting the flavor.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's
empty calories.
So it was so funny because basically this was the first and only person I had sex with up until this point. And then I literally called you almost on the verge of tears telling you like, I don't like it, like whatever. And you were literally telling me like, Lisa, like, how do you know?
Because I actually
it's the
remember
first.
That. Yeah,
you're like, how do you know this is the one and only person you've ever had sex with? How do you know this is bad? And I was like, well, I don't need to try all the flavors of ice cream to know I don't like one.
The first time is always kind of bad. The first few times is always rough.
This was months later, though. And I was like, this is not my cup of tea. Yeah.
Because I think, how you know.
Yeah. And then, like, already the next person was, like, rowdy. So I was like, yay! It made me lack passion, too, from that
partner, and also, like, lack of
emotion.
Like, it's, like, a bunch of things. It's not just, like, the sexual
moves. Exactly.
It's, like, the passion you guys had. You guys didn't really have passion.
Yeah.
Or like,
chemistry.
Chemistry. Or, like, really even, like, love for each other. You didn't even like him.
I love that. You didn't even like him.
And yeah, you were dating so him. Fucking vanilla. He was so vanilla. I'm so sorry if you're listening.
Like, we can't even say vanilla. We just have to say like anilla. Because we can't even give the full word.
Like I wouldn't even call him vanilla. Like no flavor. Plain. Just plain.
I'm actually dying. Man, I really hope he does not listen to this.
I don't think so. Who knows? He's pretty nosy.
I hope that.
I find that our exes are like kind of low key nosy.
If anyone knows him, please do not send it to him. I just like, I don't want to be hurtful, honestly, but
I think
it's just like,
I think he'll be fine. He's a grown ass man.
Oh my God, this reminds me.
And this is good advice for him to be more like rowdy, you know?
Oh my God, this reminds me of, do you know how, like, the latest Bachelorette, like, Katie, remember how she was with the Catman, and she was like, it's funny because me and my friends actually called it on the very first episode when they were making out. It was so aggressive, and we immediately was like, he's a bad kisser. And then episodes later, she was complaining about her kiss. And during his, like camera time, he was like, how bad of a kisser am I?
Oh my God, I know. I felt so bad for him.
It broke he was the nicest guy, I know.
I liked him. I liked him a lot.
I liked him as well. Like, I liked his personality, and I actually feel like if it wasn't for their physical chemistry, like he would have made it really far. But I actually felt bad because I like me and my friends could tell from episode one he was a bad kisser. We knew, we literally could see it, and we were like, this guy is too aggressive.
He was so aggressive. What was he doing? Like he had his like hands on her like the top of her head,
and it was like too much movement. And it's like what's really sad is just like. Honestly, like, it's like, how do you have that conversation to be constructive? Because you genuinely want to help this, like, kind man. Yeah. But at the same time, you don't want to hurt him. So I feel
That's true. It's kind of tough. It's like telling someone, like, hey, like, you're not a great kisser, but, like, how can they improve? Or, like,
I don't know.
I've never really had to do that. Have you?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, the first... That boyfriend.
And did you tell him that he was not good?
No, because I kind of knew it was just more of like a compatibility issue. And also like that's so hard to fix. So I feel like maybe someone else could find it attractive.
Or like could handle that.
Exactly.
Or like maybe you have two bad kissers and they just they don't know that they're bad kissers, but they're like fine with each other.
Yeah. Or maybe he's a bad kisser, but she has a super low sex drive, then whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I don't know. Fair. But like we know Katie, you know, really values sex. So like, that was definitely not going to work.
Literally like how she makes up with other guys and like the passion and chemistry. Like
Blake literally had his hand on her throat.
That was so aggressive. But like, she was so into it. That was lit.
But anyway, bringing him back to the advice, I do agree with you, you know, even though I've never had that situation before, but if I was literally dating the epitome of a perfect man, I think I would also just try to have a conversation.
Yeah.
And I think I also need to judge
if
how bad
really
it is.
If he's really a perfect man, then he would, like, take what you're saying into consideration and improve. And I feel like perfect men have the ability to, like, work on themselves and get better at anything they choose.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, okay, so we also had this conversation a little bit offline before, but also like whenever you are having these type of conversations and the other partner is trying, it's like also unrealistic to expect them to get to the level that you want. Like I think if even at 100% effort, he could just meet you halfway. So like,
but you have to be okay with that.
Exactly.
You need to accept that because he's already great in all these levels. He's great everywhere. Like there's one area that he may be lacking, but you need to just kind of accept that sometimes. Yeah. Like he can improve to like his full extent, but like you already got a good man, girl. What do you want? What more do you want? Do you want like the good dick and like the bad man? Like,
yeah.
Can't have it all.
I mean, if you are someone who is listening and has everything, all the power to you, like literally for you. So jealous.
That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, that is what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Eventually. But yeah.
Yes, yes. Anyway, we hope that you enjoyed this episode, and yeah, let us know like via DM and let us know like what you think and like what you would pick, because like this has been so fun. Like if you would be like us and choose the wholesome guy with the bad sex, or if you would rather marry the toxic man with the lit ass sex leg. As always, if you enjoyed this episode, make sure to send this to your friends and let them know about Sisters You've Never Had. And also to follow us on all the social media channels. We are on Instagram and TikTok as well. We cannot wait to see you next Monday. So we'll catch you then.
Bye.
Bye.